The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello everyone to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. Vijay and I have Dr. H on the line. Good morning, Dr. H. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I missed you last week. Sorry you weren't there. We had a great show. If people did not listen to the show from last week, Alan Watson, who wrote an awesome book called The Serial Killer, and it's not like S-E-R, it's C-E-R-E-A-L, and he talked about the consequences of a low-fat diet. And what was interesting, Dr. Vijay, is that several people had emailed me about asking more information in regards to his book. You can get it on Amazon.com. The thing, though, that we talked about is he mentioned about using lard. And I remember my mom using chicken fat, and we used to call it schmaltz. She used to melt the chicken fat and use that instead of, you know, like a butter for mashed potatoes and such, and even for lard for cooking. And going back the old ways, it was healthier as opposed to what's going on today with the trans fatty acids and the saturated fats and, you know, all the whole big thing with cholesterol and inflammation, which I know we're going to talk about today. So it's almost like going back to the early 1900s or even the 1800s of cooking healthy, you know, eating organically, using lard to make, you know, the pies.
Very surprising, yes.
Yeah. So the question that I'm going to answer to everybody, because people are asking me, some co-ops are carrying lard. Don't get the Crisco, because he was saying that don't run to the supermarkets now, because a lot of the lard today, guess what? They're putting in some trans fatty acids into or fructose syrup. They're putting some ingredients, some preservatives that we only want.
Okay.
So if it's possible to find some co-ops in different parts of the country, as opposed to some of the chain health food stores, maybe we can find somebody that, like a local pig farmer that's allowing his pigs to be raised naturally, you know, free range, so that the lard from the pigs is going to be healthy. So those are good questions, and I was really impressed by the information that he had. And the whole connection all started in the early 1960s, when the big thing was no butter, you need to have margarine, you need to have these trans fatty acids, and that's when the obesity and that's when the heart diseases all started to climb. At least in the United States.
Well, it's very interesting, because I wanted to share something else here today in light of what you're saying, because researchers at McGill University in Quebec, Canada, they're also now advocating the use of a special type of dietary fat to treat and prevent obesity. And they recommend a fat rich in medium-chain triglycerides.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they're talking about that also, that the vast majority of fats in our diet are composed of molecules known as long-chain triglycerides. That's the LCT. And LCT, of course, is larger in size than the MCT, the medium-chain triglycerides. And apparently the size of the fat molecule is very important, because our bodies process and metabolize fats differently depending on their size. And most of the vegetable oils used in cooking and food preparation are composed entirely of this long-chain triglycerides, and they include the corn, the sunflower, and the soybean and canola. And the only significant natural sources of this medium-chain triglycerides are found in coconut and palm kernel oils. And coconut oil is apparently composed predominantly of MCT and its effects on the body are characterized by these fats. And in fact, there was another recent study published in the Journal of Nutrition, and the researchers reviewed all the published studies to date on medium-chain triglycerides and weight management. And these studies demonstrated again that diets containing MCT, the medium-chain triglycerides, resulted in increase in energy, a rise in metabolism, and an increase in burning of calories, a decrease in food consumption, and a lower fat mass, as well as a reduced body weight. And because of these effects, the authors of the study recommend using oils containing the medium-chain triglycerides, such as coconut oil, as a means to lose excess body fat and control weight and even treat obesity. And so they go on and on and on, and they say, you know, why coconut oil? Now, remember, this is the hand-pressed coconut oil. It's not the coconut oil, like you said, with the lard, with all the preservatives and everything
right,
in, because
right.
coconut oil, too, has got a bad press, you know, for some time. It's, oh, coconut oil, you cannot use coconut oil, which is true, because if it's not done properly, not the hand-pressed and, you know, the organic coconut oil we're talking about, but the good coconut oil is effective in reducing body fat and lowering weight, because it contains fewer calories than any other fat. And for this reason, it has gained distinction of being the world's only natural low-calorie fat. So it seems when you use coconut oil also in your food preparation, you can eat the same types of foods as you normally do, yet consume fewer calories.
Now, we also talked, this is interesting, because we also talked about high heat cooking and low heat cooking. And not to use olive oil for high heat cooking. For low heat and possibly medium heat cooking, olive oil is excellent because otherwise it'll break itself down. But the coconut oil you could do for medium and also for high heat. So it seems like the coconut oil and the olive oil seem to be used for a lot of different things. I know when we're searing like some fish, we'll use a little bit of olive oil, and that's usually a low heat.
Well, it's really interesting because they said that because the medium-chain triglycerides found in coconut oil was used in the body as a source of fuel to produce energy, they have a stimulatory factor metabolism. So it seems that, you know, using the medium-chain triglycerides, they boost the metabolism, it thus increasing the body's use of calories. So you burn more calories, you know, at a higher rate. And it seems that this increase in metabolism also gives rise to a rise in body temperature. So people, for example, with low thyroid function report that even after using coconut oil, their body temperature rises to normal levels and remain elevated for many hours. Now, this is very interesting because people who are normally overweight generally have, because of low thyroid function, can utilize the metabolic stimulating action of coconut oil to help them shed excess pounds. So this is fascinating that when we're looking at really closely what, you know, one time you say, you know, you don't take or, you know, you take, need to know with the science right now behind it, we know now what's the good source and what's the not so good source of, you know, what our grandmothers and mothers used to feed us.
So speaking of that, I have a fascinating article, if I may jump in. This is called Natural Cleaners. Are they effective?
Hmm.
Consumer Reports separates facts from fiction, gives homemade alternatives to harmful chemicals. This is pretty interesting, and this goes along what we've been talking about for months about reading the labels and how much control is there. Let me do the article first, and we can talk. If you're trying to protect your family from toxins contained in some cleaners, quote-unquote, all-natural products seems likely the way to go. But are these products really what they claim to be? So the director of what's called the Technical Policy at Consumer Reports, the magazine, he actually was on the early show, and he talked about green products. You know, are they legitimate? So he says, in recent years, there's been a rise in demand for natural products, food, personal care products, cleaning agents, detergents, and soaps. They're just some of the growing market. He attributes the rise in interest because consumers believe, listen to this, consumers believe all natural products are safer for humans and for the environment. Companies are noticing this demand, and they're marketing their products as all natural. The problem is, when it comes to personal care products and household cleaners, there's no one regulating them. There's no government-sponsored set of guidelines like the USDA oversees food products. But I even want to talk about that for a second. So really, there's no way to tell if these products are actually all natural. Now, he blows the whistle on a couple companies. With household cleaners, some of the brands you may know best, such as Tide, do not fall in the all-natural category. He stated that some of the cleaners may even contain harmful chemicals, but the manufacturers are not obligated to list all the ingredients. Right now, the law requires product labels to list immediately hazardous ingredients, but there is no labeling requirement for ingredients that may cause harm over time. He also pointed out that some products have warning labels because they contain some pretty potent chemicals, and that's required by law. But for many of the products, companies are not even required to list ingredients in their products. This Tide, for example, it picks on Tide again, doesn't list any of the ingredients that make up the actual ingredient. Some of the work is trying to be changed. There's it's a nonprofit organization that's called the NPA, National Products Association, that is trying to oversee this, but it's not connected by the government. And also, you know, the privately run organization is trying to determine what they think is natural and give a list of guidelines. The last thing I want to say over here, he recommends using liquid-based cleaners over sprays. With liquids, you have better control of the way the product gets in the air. When you're spraying these products, the harmful chemicals can get into the air easier. There are also homemade, as you and I know, all-natural cleaners you can try, such as baking soda and vinegar. Now, this reminds me, Dr. Vijay, that when the N-word was organic and people were running to the supermarket or even the health food stores and buying organic products, thinking that it's going to be pesticide-free, which in most cases they are, that it's going to have the elements that we need, you know, like the vitamins and minerals, and that's not necessarily so. All organic means is that it hasn't been sprayed with any chemicals. It does not mean that it's been grown in any rich, you know, soil where we can have the vitamins and minerals. So right. People need to educate themselves. They need to talk to the produce person and say, you know, okay, where was this grown? And if he doesn't know or she doesn't know, let them find out. Even at a health food store. It's the same thing now, as I was reading this article yesterday for this morning, they had to say, wow, this is almost the same parallel with all natural cleaners, because it's amazing. The government or the FDA does not make them mandatory that they have to stipulate that there may be some harmful chemicals in, quote-unquote, all this all-natural cleaners. So, again, we're almost like the sheep over here, and we're running, oh, this is all-natural, this is organic, and we're not being educated, and we're not educating ourselves, taking responsibility to say, you know what, I need to go beyond. I need to find out, is there any chemicals in here? And if I can't find out from the store manager, I need to go to the company and say, okay, give me a breakdown. It's almost like when they put MSG, you know, in some of the foods, and yet the government, FDA, says you don't have to label that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is a very important topic because we're getting more and more requests from our listeners to find out, you know, what's good and what's bad and, you know, the myths that's out there and the advertising that's going on. So stay tuned with us. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking more about the ads out there that can be so misleading.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. VJ, excuse me, and Dr. H, that's me. And we've been talking about some of the latest information, the latest news. But I know you have some very powerful information about, and we talked a tiny bit about this a couple weeks ago, the myths and facts of what is real and what's not real. You know, it's with that old commercial, what real or what is Memorex. Please enlighten us with some of this information, because I shared something about organic or not organic, natural cleaner or not or natural cleaner. And in fact, even we talked a tiny bit of the show I had last week with Alan Watson, you know, what is to use, margarine or butter, lard, not use lard, get really confused with this. Go ahead, please, and talk about
it. Well, yeah, no, this is a very exciting area, and more of our listeners are asking for information because, you know, we see so many ads, for example. This is just a favorite topic of ours, Dr. H. You know, today's drug advertising, all right, maybe blurring the line between, you know, what's normal and conditions that require treatment. And, you know, ads that actually can make you sick. You know, what's normal and what's not. So, you know, when do we exactly find out that urinary incontinence became an overactive bladder? And then now you see impotence, you know, turning into erectile dysfunction.
Right, right.
And then you see depression expanding to include, you know, adjustment disorder and premenstrual dysphoric disorder. You know, sometimes the two sides of the coin. Some experts say these changes, you know, reflect an improved understanding of the causes and forms of those problems. And then they say these new terms and the direct-to-consumer ads have made them more familiar to many Americans and encourage patients to talk with their healthcare providers and thus removing stigmas. But on the other hand, this trend can also be a merely disease mongering, or what we say, an attempt to broaden the market mm-hmm. for new tests and treatments by giving fancy names, you know, new names to old medical problems. And the experts worry that, you know, these broadened definitions, coupled with all the advertising that's going on, have made normal changes seem abnormal, leading to unnecessary and potentially expensive and harmful interventions. So when you look at this goal of drug advertising, for example, you know, it's often to blur the distinction between the lower end of normal and the beginning of disease. And this I'm quoting from a professor of internal medicine at the University of California, Davis, Dr. Richard Kravitz. And he has written about the effect of ads on doctors and patients because it increases the use of drugs among people who really need them, but it also increases prescriptions among people in the gray zone.
Mm.
And physicians who are fast to pull out the prescription pad, they contribute to the problem, as do pharmaceutical companies that pitch new treatments and doctor groups that prematurely embrace the new tests and treatments and media outlets that hype the problems. the consumers play a role too by being too eager for quick fixes. So, you know, and I looked at these four conditions, you know, that they have been heavily marketed recently. In each case, drugs can be a boon when symptoms are serious and actually a very, very bad choice when they are oversold. So, you know, this is a very interesting thing because, you know, we talked about all these ads and how, you know, everything is skewed towards marketing. And if you don't read between the lines, you're going to be caught that you don't know whether it's a truth or does it apply to you or is it just a lot of hype. So one of the ads that we look at is the, they're like, you know, a couple of scenarios here. One is like the gotta go. You know, this is about, you know, doctors used to talk about urinary incontinence, you know, the uncontrollable loss of urine. Mm-hmm. And the problem can have a devastating effect on one's lifestyle, true enough, and lead to skin infections. But more people have less severe urinary problems, including an urgent or frequent need to urinate. And now pharmaceutical companies, they saw that these symptoms are common. And guess what they did? So they developed drugs to treat them and made up a term, overactive bladder disorder. Advertise it, and people said, oh, I've got OAB. There's no such word before. And this is interesting, Dr. H, because more people, you know, do experience frequent or urgent urinary problems than incontinence. And some evidence suggests that even those problems have been overstated. For example, a large European study in 2007, for example, found that only 8% of adults had it, half the rate cited in many drug ads. Moreover, what people consider normal varies considerably. And many factors can affect how often and urgently you need to urinate, including how much water you drink.
Right, right.
And what medications you take, right?
Right.
Now, the drugs that are used to treat an overactive bladder are only moderately effective and can cause troubling side effects, notably, you know, blurred vision and mental confusion. Now, these problems are already more common in people over the age of 70, precisely those who most often take the drugs. So what is the bottom line? The bottom line is consider seeing a doctor only if you urinate 10 to 12 or more times a day or experience leakage or a sudden urgency that can't be postponed. But before resorting to drugs, your doctor should rule out other possible causes. And you should try some simple self-help remedy, like you know, cutting back on caffeinated and alcoholic beverages, especially in the evening, and practicing bladder training, urinating at regular intervals, whether you have to or not, and what we call the keto exercises, tensing and relaxing your pelvic muscles. So if those measures don't work, then you consider the medications.
I have a question. What do you think goes on with John Q. Public that they're watching television, they're seeing these advertisements, and they say, oh, I must have that? What do you think? Because the pharmaceutical companies spend millions of dollars on running these ads, and the AMA, you know, says, okay, you know, this is what they need. You know, we'll write prescriptions for it, and then they'll have contests for the doctors to write the most prescriptions. So I'm trying to say, okay, who do we look at? Do we look at the consumer? Do we look at the pharmaceutical company? Do we look at the AMA? Do we look at the doctor? Where do you think the bottom line is? It's us, isn't it?
It is. It really is. But it's also, see, the marketing hype can be so effective that,
yeah,
you know, even if we have something that's a normal problem, you know, when you see an ad being played all the time and your friends and everybody talking at it, you know, you make up a new term called overactive bladder disorder, OAB, mm-hmm, and then you go around and say, well, I have OAB. It seems like it's taking the stigma out, but there's really no need for you to put on yourself on medications until you try some simple, like, what we just discussed, the self-help remedies. So people shouldn't be in a habit of, you know, popping a pill and saying the pill is going to cure everything, because it's not. You know, you may not have a problem. And if you're in the age group 70 and above, the side effects for a lot of these medications include, like we said, blurred vision and mental confusion, and, you know, it's serious enough to affect as people of a certain age.
So we're mesmerized by the media then, aren't we? Because the media says,
sure,
they have
margin. Including doctors, you know, when a patient walks in, I've had a few doctor friends, you know, especially general practitioners, and we've spoke to a few of them on the call, on our show, and they said, you know, patients just come in and demand the latest medications, whether they need it or not. And I remember that, you know, it's very hard to tell a patient. He says, but you don't need this medicine. It's got a lot of side effects. Oh, my friends are taking it, and they're fine.
Right.
And, you know, the most important thing right now is the performance anxiety. You know, a few funny things happened in the 5 years after Pfizer launched the Viagra, what we call the sildenafil. That's the pharmaceutical name. Mm-hmm. And when Viagra, I'll use the word Viagra since people are more familiar with this than sildenafil. Viagra was the first oral drug for erectile dysfunction. Now, this is men aged 18 to 45 became the fastest growing group of customers, even though impotence is relatively uncommon until age 65. But they created, the makers of Viagra and related drugs have created in some men's minds that the idea that they are inadequate unless they take this drug. This is like really bizarre. The ads show much younger men who are healthy and vibrant. And so they project the image, well, if they need help, what about the rest of us, you know? And a Pfizer spokesperson actually said its marketing presents positive sexual health images, you know, to help reduce the stigma associated with ED, erectile dysfunction, and claims that it affects half the men ages 40 to 70. But government research, however, suggests that 15 to 25% of all 65-year-olds, and only 5% of those in their 40s have erectile dysfunction. And occasionally, an inability to achieve an erection is normal. But erectile dysfunction means that you cannot get or keep an erection, or most of the time, you cannot. So it's you know, so what is the bottom line? So, you know, it said, well, though some research actually shows that they're effective, in a recent poll, you know, they showed that of 610 men taking an oral erectile dysfunction drug, less than half said it was effective or very effective. And a third complained of troubling side effects, including headaches and vision problems. So, again, the bottom line is, you know, men who are frequently unable to achieve an erection should be examined for diabetes and cardiovascular disease because ED is often an early sign of those conditions.
Right?
In fact, addressing coronary risk factors like reducing blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and weight, and stopping smoking, exercising more, and treating the diabetes may help correct ED. And the next step is, of course, to consider changing or adjusting the dose of medicines that can interfere with erections, such as those for depression, heartburn, high blood pressure, and pain. But if you opt for an ED drug, erectile dysfunction drug, you have to tell the prescribing doctor about your other medications you take, especially nitrates for angina and alpha blockers for an enlarged prostate or high blood pressure, since they can cause an interaction. So it's very clear you can't take the drugs if you're at a high risk for a heart attack or stroke, since they may increase the risk. So here you have, again, the hype that, you know, oh, my God, all the men, you know, in their 40s have erectile dysfunction and, you know, I have to take it too, you know, for an occasional, you know, stress-related erection problem. So what can you do? You know, that's the problem here that we face.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk about one of the commercials that I get. I always seem to react to, but we need to go to a break first, so I'll wait.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's JIVASupplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you.
Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
What is whole person healing? Via body, via mind, and via spirit. It's a dedication to the widest selection of healing practices worldwide whenever possible. Hosted by Professor Rustam Roy, a noted materials scientist and the founder of Friends of Health, who will be here each weekend with the most in-depth information about whole person healing from the world's leading practitioners, spokespersons, and major supporters for this viewpoint. Tune in every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. Vijay and Dr. H. You know, Dr. Vijay, there's one commercial, I think it came out about 2-3 years ago, and it blew my mind. If people are familiar with fibromyalgia, and people that have gone to their doctor, and most doctors will say, well, it's just in your head, like chronic fatigue, it's just in your head, you know, you really don't have any problems. But unfortunately, the people have all the symptoms and everything. And then people would come to me, like as a naturopathic doctor, saying, you know, my regular doctor won't treat me for fibromyalgia. They said, it's just in my head. I need to take some psychiatric medication. Will you help me? You know, and then, as you know, and I know, that there's a lot of success through the natural, either whole food complexes and or supplements. Then all of a sudden, one day, I'm watching TV, and I see a commercial for fibromyalgia. I'm going, holy mackerel. So they found there's some money to be made in this. So now all of a sudden doctors are believing that fibromyalgia is real because the pharmaceutical companies came up with a medication to help with it. Then there's these other commercials, which I want to lead into what we were going to talk about for this show, is people will talk about inflammation, and they'll have these sores, and, well, take this medication, take that medication. But, you know, you and I believe that chronic low-pain inflammation just stays in our body for years. And these medications, these NSAIDs, drugs that people are being prescribed to, really don't help. What do you think is the source, and what do you think would be an excellent solution, or one of the many solutions, you know, with chronic low pain inflammation? Because since there's a huge connection with cancer and heart disease and diabetes.
Absolutely. Chronic low-grade inflammation, Dr. H, you know that we are very, very interested in studying this because research is now showing that that's like the backbone, the source of all kinds of disease states. Like, just take, for example, people who have experienced a pain in their knee or their hip. And, you know, you're not alone if you have that pain because apparently, you know, you have more than 27 million Americans alone have osteoarthritis. Now, that's the most common form of rheumatic disease. But when you add in the diagnosed cases of rheumatoid and other arthritis, that number swells to 46 million people.
Wow.
And that's about one in five of us. And arthritis actually means joint inflammation. I'm just talking about joint inflammation because, you know, that's chronic low-grade inflammation that affects our joints. And look at this, 1 in 5 of us, almost 46 million Americans, suffer from just joint inflammation. Don't talk about cancers and, you know, heart disease, which are all chronic low-grade inflammation. But I want to talk a little bit about arthritis because, well, arthritis is common among adults 65 and over, but generally nearly two-thirds of the sufferers are younger. And this is interesting because, you know, some of them are children. And, you know, an umbrella form of them, more than 100 different forms of rheumatoid conditions and diseases that range from bursitis and fibromyalgia, as you talked about, to gout and lupus. But arthritis is the most common form of disability in this country and striking women more than men. And so it's very difficult to talk about, you know, arthritis and not talk about the cause, chronic low-grade inflammation. And we have seen now that, you know, there are very common forms of these arthritis, you know, that there's things that you can actually do without, as we said, you know, popping the pill, you know, the Tylenol or Aleve and, you know, all this pharmaceutical ad saying, well, you know, I can just take 2 of Tylenol compared with, you know, 10 of Aleve or the vice versa, you know. But the point is this, there are other things you can do. If you suffer or if you have a family history of arthritis, you know, a combination of diet, exercise, and lifestyle change can prevent the arthritis from becoming worse and even combat the pain. For example, if you maintain a healthy weight, okay, not only lowers the likelihood of for developing this inflammatory condition in the first place, but also alleviates symptoms of knee arthritis, osteoarthritis. Regular exercises like cycling or swimming or walking and yoga can improve joint function and relieve the ache and stiffnesses, you know. And studies have shown that people who have experienced physical injury are generally more prone to inflammatory problems. Not just accidents, but also sedentary lifestyle can lead to weakening of body area and ultimately to inflammation. So you can go to a chiropractor, for example. You realize the spine through chiropractic care and other body work like, you know, biomechanics, massage, physical therapy, reflexology. All these modalities can improve joint function. And acupressure and acupuncture can lessen or even eliminate the pain. The idea here is, you know, what can we do? What other methods do we have rather than just popping a pill with dangerous side effects in the long run? We're not talking about a pill that you take occasionally for the occasional pain, but people tend to be addicted to pills. And then you find you develop tolerance to a pill, you know, and that which means that you need to increase the dosage of the pill to have the same amount of pain-relieving effect. So, and if you increase the dosage of painkillers, they're not, you know, like taking sugar candy. Even sugar candy, you have problems. But these are serious pills that can cause gastric ulcers and liver toxicity and kidney problems. And, you know, dietary changes, for example, can lessen the intake of inflammatory foods. And you need to look at what is in your diet that's critical. In general, the more whole foods in season that you include in your diet, the better. And while there's some evidence that a vegetarian diet may fight arthritis, research suggests that a Mediterranean diet, adding fish and seafood to fruits, legumes, olive oil, and vegetables, can actually lower the C-reactive protein, which, as we talked about in our previous shows, is an inflammatory marker by at least 20%.
You know, Dr. Vijay, I can hear some of the people listening to our show saying, but it's instant gratification. I can just go to the doctor. I can take my aspirin off my medicine cabinet, and I have instant gratification. What, you want me to be responsible? I don't like fish, and I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that. All these different suggestions, you know, that you come up with, which is a great idea, and some people can try some, and some people can say, well, maybe the other factors will work, like acupuncture or acupressure. But I can just hear people now saying, what, I don't want to take responsibility. I want the easier, softer way. We are so prone to want instant gratification that this is going to take too long for my arthritis to go away. But if I just take these pills that my doctor tells me to take, I can still eat all this junk and garbage, and I don't have to take responsibility. It's a sad state of affairs. We are our own worst enemy, aren't we?
We are. But the thing is, you know, as we become more and more aware, and, you know, we can see the changes in our bodies, so it's bad habits are difficult to break. But look at this. you know, both beef and pork are inflammatory. So are the modern grains. Now, suppose you just substitute just a slight change, you know, just a shift. If you enjoy like modest amounts of amaranth or brown rice or kamut or millet or quinoa or spelt, in addition to the meat and gluten-rich grains, refined and sugary foods, even the highly processed vegetable oils, they encourage the production of pro-inflammatory prostaglandins in the body. But some people with arthritis find that eating foods of the nightshade family, that is the potatoes right. and tomatoes, or those high in oxalates like beets and chocolates and peanuts and spinach, wheat bran, will increase the symptoms. So what we're saying here is that for your diet, just be aware when you sit down and you're eating something, says, oh my God, I've heard that beef and pork and, you know, all these processed vegetable oils are going to increase my arthritic pain. So when you finish the meal and in a couple of hours later, you find your arthritis is getting worse, versus if you eat the right foods and you say, my God, my joints feel better. I feel more energized. You know, put in some coconut oil or, you know, the right kind of lard and, you know, in your diet. And you find, you know, you're doing so much better. You have so much more energy. So it's that little bit of change that we are asking you to look at. So observe what you're eating. Have the knowledge, you know, yes, I've read somewhere or listened to Dr. Hitch and Dr. VJ talk about pro-inflammatory foods and what they can do to my arthritis and pain. So just to be aware. I mean, you know, that's the start of making a change, the awareness part. And then you can start saying, all right, let me just change it one little bit at a time, you know, and then see what that happens, what that, you know, manifests in your body.
So that expression, when we get sick and tired of being sick and tired, we're willing to do something about it. And hopefully people listening to our show, we don't have to hit such a bottom or it becomes so painful. We can start working on ourselves now as a prevention, as opposed to waiting until we end up having an arthritic problem.
Yes, and even if you do, you know, just know that there is help out there. You know, like sometimes, you know, we talk about periodic detox, you know, can help relieve joint pain. Use lemon and grapefruit juices, you know, for example. That's easy to get. And green foods such as wheatgrass or, you know, spirulina, also beneficial in cleansing regimes for arthritis. Because you know you have to, at the back of your mind, you know you have to do a detox. You know you can do a gentle detox, and there are many naturopaths and nutritionists that you can visit to see what is a simple thing I can do that, you know, can just help me a little bit. So just help yourself, you know, one day at a time. And, of course, there are supplements. There are natural foods, supplements that you can take, like omega-3, you know, that's very good. Glucosamine may be one of the most well-known supplements for arthritis. And, you know, we talked a lot about the green lip muscle lipid extract as a very, very rich of omega-3. And then we talked a lot in our show about, you know, curcumin and fermented soy, that they are very, very one of the most powerful anti-inflammatory natural products we know with, you know, hardly any side effects at all. And turmeric or curcumin, the active ingredient turmeric, can help to reduce morning stiffness and swelling and arthritis-related bone loss. You know, and a curcumin in higher doses, like 3 to 4 grams a day, may be even more beneficial when combined with enzyme, you know, bromelain or fish oil. Or, you know, when we talk about the omega-3, you know, oil that we're talking from the green lip muscle or krill oil. You know, so there are different combinations you can use, like ginger root, for example, or ashwagandha. You know, they would deliver significant and sustained pain relief and restore function to arthritic joints, but they have to be used in combination. So it's very exciting to know that we have so many alternatives. And, you know, to arm yourself with this knowledge and awareness is the most important thing.
That's,
but how can we do this? How can we get the message
right.
out to people?
Right.
That's the most important thing. 46 million people, you know, 46 million arthritis sufferers here just in the U.S. It's a very sad state that, you know, when people don't have the knowledge, you know, and then when you have the knowledge, how can we inspire you to take action and not just run for a pill to, you know, to relieve your pain?
So when we come back, let's talk about some of the different solutions that you had suggested, because you listed a nice list of various different factors. So when we come back, we'll talk about some more of the solutions.
opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Wake up with a unique daily show covering the world of sports with a new perspective. Get Off the Bench with Mitchell John. We'll bring you the current sports news and events happening now, not later like the others. Your first look at sports will feature the news and views from professional, college, and high school sports. Tune in with Mitchell John for a can't-miss program every weekday. Catch Get Off the Bench with Mitchell John weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone, to this section, last section here, unfortunately, on Kiss Your Life Hello for today. We're talking about, you know, natural supplements and natural adaptations on our lifestyle changes that we can make that makes us more healthy and not to succumb to, you know, problems of chronic low-grade inflammation, you know, related changes in our bodies and especially arthritis, which affects about 46 million Americans every year. More and more people, especially younger children even, are complaining so much about pain in their joints. And, you know, it's very sad to see how, you know, our sedentary lifestyle and, you know, the ease with which we pop a painkiller in and how we're mesmerized by ads by pharmaceutical companies, you know, just to pop in a painkiller every time we feel pain anywhere rather than taking, you know, responsibility and seeing what else can we do about our health and well-being. So the number of changes that we talked about, and, you know, for those of you who are interested, a lot of these lifestyle changes and concepts we put in both our books, you know, the book that I've written on, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. That's a very important book for those of you who are, like, you know, wanting to know more about different kind of products and different kinds of lifestyle changes that you can adopt, you know, into your life that will help you. The book is freely available at Amazon.com, or you can buy it in natural health stores, or, you know, order it on our website, jivasupplements.org, and Jiva is spelled J-I-V-A, supplements. org. So, you know, and Dr. H has written more than 30 books on alternative medicines and, you know, what the products that are out there and changes you can do to your health from a wide variety of chronic conditions, from attention deficit disorder to chronic fibromyalgia. I mean, the list is numerous. You know, the information is all out there. So the thing is, you know, how do you, you know, avail yourself of this information, and how do you take, you know, responsibility to put some of these lifestyle changes, and what are the natural supplements? What's the current research now showing on how you can best use the natural supplements to your advantage?
Now, you had mentioned before about turmeric. What I have found, and Jiva has a product with curcumin in it, that curcumin is the main component of turmeric, and a lot of people will go to either the supermarket, now there may be a little scary, to buy turmeric thinking that they're going to get this anti-inflammatory ingredient. But enlighten us a little bit about the difference, because you probably have to take a lot of turmeric, and is it totally without any additives, preservatives, or is it just better off just to get the curcumin?
Well, that's interesting, because only 5% of turmeric we know is actually the active ingredient is actually curcumin. And yes, you have to have tons and tons of turmeric, or you have to take small amounts of turmeric every day, as some of the Asian countries, you know, populations in Asian countries have been doing. And we have been finding the incidence of arthritis, of strokes, of heart disease, dementia, Alzheimer's is much lower in countries that's taking, you know, turmeric over many, many, many years, like 30, 40 years of their lives, every day of their lives. But failing that, if you take curcumin capsules, there are very, very good brands of curcumin capsules out there, including the Jiva. And what makes Jiva really, really, I think, stand out, because we've done a lot of research behind the kind of curcumin that we're using, which is a patented form of curcumin, and that's very, very important. They use a patented form of curcumin, and that's natural. And also, more important, you have to know how to combine the curcumin with, for example, bioperin. And people don't understand that if you take large amounts of curcumin, Dr. H., without taking in bioperin, the pepper longa, form of pepper longa, you cannot get absorption of curcumin into your body. So it's important, because one of the problems of curcumin, of large amounts of ingestion of large amounts of curcumin, is it doesn't stay in the body. It gets all washed out. It's all, it comes out of your colon, and, you know, it's very important for it to go into your organs. So for that, you need a little bit of bioperin in it, in the product. So Jiva has the curcumin and bioperin, and we found a synergistic effect with fermented soy. And that's an important component. It's people don't realize that the Asians who are taking fermented soy in small amounts, whether it's miso or tempeh or natto or small amounts of fermented soy sauce as a part of their diet in conjunction with vegetables and seafood, they do much better. And so in terms of a lot of the chronic illnesses and in terms of improving their health and well-being, we have found that small amounts of fermented soy in your diet is vital. And Jiva fermented soy beverage is delicious. In fact, my four-year-old niece will call me up and say, Auntie Vijay, the Jiva beverage, it tastes like ice cream. And I had to tell her, just take small amounts. You're not supposed to drink a lot, you know. Just a small amount, one cup a day. That's more than enough for health and well-being. But it's a natural way to boost your energy, natural way to keep yourself healthy, and to use the research of thousands of, years of dietary changes, you know, that people have observed, people who are using traditional Asian diets, you know, it's like they are much healthier. They live longer. So you want to use that kind of information in your life. And that's what Jiva is about.
And it's interesting when we talk about turmeric and curcumin, too. Another real good example of people need to be educated is us guys are told to help protect the prostate, or if there's a prostate problem, to take salt palmetto. The situation is, though, is that there's a main ingredient component called beta-sitosterol that comes from salt palmetto. So instead of taking tons and tons of salt palmetto and maybe not being able to stay in our body, find beta-sitosterol at the health food store, a good quality beta-sitosterol, and you don't have to take as much salt palmetto, and you're getting that protection. So people, again, whether it's turmeric with curcumin, whether it's salt palmetto with beta-sitosterol, it's important for people to be educated and to get this knowledge and to know this. And I appreciate you talking about the curcumin, too, because there's a lot of products out there that they have the best curcumin, but they're not having a carrier to allow it to go into the body to be absorbed.
That's
now,
right.
a lot of people are going to the health food store getting curcumin, thinking that, okay, well, you know, curcumin is curcumin, but it's not. And with the Jiva product, it has that biperin that is a carrier to help absorb it and stay in the body longer. That's really important.
You know, all the Jiva products are formulations. They're not just one product by itself. But do visit the website, jivasupplements.org, for more information about the Jiva and what we're doing, and also about the research, and write to us in case you have a problem or you need to know how best to use it, or a naturopath or a nutritionist, you know, that you want some referrals to. We'll be more than happy to help you, because this is a teamwork. Your team, plus your healthcare professional, practitioner's team, you know, we all have to work together to help ourselves. So this is the time to reach out and call for help and get all the knowledge that you need. But having said that, Dr. Hitch, who are we having for next week as our guest?
You had mentioned about teamwork. There's a gentleman named Patrick McDowell, and he is a cartoon character, or not a character, but he writes cartoons, and it's called Mutts, and it's in a different cartoon section of the United States. I'm pretty sure it's syndicated. And Eckhart Tolle, who wrote the book Power of Now, wrote a book called Guardians of Being. It's really a fascinating book. So it's going to have the cartoons of the Mutts and Eckhart Tolle. And so we're going to have either both, hopefully both of them on our show next week, or one or the other. But we'll keep that for a surprise until we hear from their publicist. But Guardians of Being, and this is a book that's actually brand new. We're one of the first ones to get this book. And it's probably going to be available, I think, like the 1st of March in Amazon and at Barnes & Noble.
Well, so that's really great. That's really great.
I'm looking forward to interviewing both of them.
Now, we have to say goodbye, unfortunately, but, you know, we'll see everybody next week. Till then, you know, have a very safe week and take care of yourself. Keep smiling. We love you.
And if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.